find a comfortable position. Take a few long breaths to relax. And we're going to bring our attention this time to the water element. Whatever internally belonging to oneself is watery and clung to. So that's all the liquid in the body. Blood and sweat. Bile and phlegm. Pus, tears, grease. Spit, snot, oil of the joints. Urine, whatever is internally watery. So let's start at the top of the head. And of course, everywhere in the body there's blood flowing. Bringing oxygen, bringing nutrients to every part of the body. Using water, liquid flow. The scalp and the face. And we have tear ducts and tears in the eyes. And of course there is a watery aspect to the organs, the brain. And as our attention drips down, saliva, snot, mucus in the sinuses, and of course there's moisture inside. And then the throat. And the Buddha didn't mention it, but there's also a lymph throughout the body. Bring our attention to our shoulders, our arms, the blood flowing, lymph through the muscles. There's oil in the skin. As our attention goes down the arms and to the hands, we know that all along the way there's this watery fluid. And we bring our attention back to our shoulders and Consider the inside of our chest. When we feel moisture in the lungs, we cough. We'll try to remove it. And the heart, pumping the blood every moment of our life. And then we have the fluids that come from various glands, digestive juices, urine in the kidneys, and the bladder, liquid in the intestines, and the blood. Everywhere, flowing through the veins and the arteries, oil in the skin, and sweat on every part of the exterior of the body, the skin. Moving our attention down is having a sense of our circulatory system. Fluids in the skin all the way down our legs, into our feet. The water element, such an important part of the body operating smoothly. You have to hydrate every day, almost every hour. And the Buddha said, reflect on this water element inside the body, and how it's the same as the water element outside the body. Maybe you've had some time to sit by the pond or the pool at the terraces, or maybe you've visited the creek next to the property. And that water, that external water, is the same as the internal water. In fact, this fluid exchange continues to happen, water coming into the body from outside and water leaving the body back to the outside. And the Buddha advised Rahula to develop meditation that's like water. So that nothing agreeable or disagreeable would invade the mind and remain. So what kind of meditation is that? Maybe you can imagine yourself sitting at the edge of the ocean. When the water comes up and goes back up, wave after wave and tide after tide. The water washes things away. And sometimes throws things up on the land. So if we allow those thoughts that enter the mind to flow away like water, not clinging to anything, letting them come and go, and they don't invade the mind and remain. Whether it's something someone has said to us or a memory that comes from the past, we can let it flow away like water. And the water is unaffected. There's a beautiful simile about anger. For some people, their anger is like it's written in rock, carved in rock. It takes a long time for it to go away, for it to be worn away. And for some people, their anger is like it's written in sand. The water comes and washes it away eventually. But for some people, their anger is like it's written on water. And it almost immediately vanishes. So if we can leave our cares and our worries, our unnecessary thoughts, our proliferation, just imagine them written on water. Our feelings, our negativity, those things that we already understand, we don't have to work through them anymore, but they just keep coming back anyway. We can imagine them written on water. Well, the Buddha said a thought is just a thought. A feeling is just a feeling. A perception is just a perception. And if we meditate like water, we don't have to let any of it invade the mind and remain. All kinds of things happen to us in a lifetime. And for who knows how many lifetimes. And we can learn from them and then just let them go. And whatever we've done, whatever other people have done that's caused us pain, we can learn and then write it on water and let it wash away. Just like the water that comes through the body and washes away the waste, the impurities. Because every part of the body, every part of the body system, no matter it's the lymph or the blood or the urine or the saliva or the snot, it's all taken care of, either helping the body or cleansing the body, taking away impurities, helping to break down food, guard against disease. And we can help our minds as well, meditating like water.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.